Breeze dropping on second down, firing deep down the middle. Bullock intercepts it. And he slides down at the 35. Bullock with three interceptions. He is Mr. Monday Night. It's official.
Hell yeah, he is. Keith Bullock has had to, he's had to have heard that call a million and one times. Be honest with me, Keith. Has it ever gotten old?
No, it doesn't. It always seems around Monday Night Football. That's when it's resurrected. And I think that it's fitting. I'll take it. I appreciate it.
1,000%. So take us through what your game day atmosphere is going to be like. Are you tailgating? Are you getting? I assume you're going tonight. Yes.
I don't know if I'll be going. I'm more into the tailgate these days.
Okay,
so
I
think I might get with a couple friends and do some tailgating before the game. But when it comes to watching the game, it's kind of tough when I go, because especially if I get around. It just depends on who I'm with. I don't really get to enjoy the games. I'm usually talking or entertaining, so I prefer to watch it at home.
No, I remember the first. This was one of my first years working and living in Nashville. I was just out of college. Keith Bullock was in the press conference. I was terrified. I should introduce myself to him, but I didn't. And he's in the press box watching. I think it's a Monday night game, watching the game with us, and then just looks around because we all, you know, there's no cheering in the press box. You gotta be real quiet. And Keith just looks around at everybody and be like, y'all suck. I'm out of here. Left like right in the middle of the third quarter. I couldn't stop laughing. But
I remember that too, man. It's so quiet. And you guys are working. You're being professional. So I get it.
Yeah. Well, nobody else wants to make football a professional thing. Everybody wants to enjoy the game. I respect that. So, Keith, with this game, you guys have obviously been breaking it down on Titans Tonight and on News Channel 5, where you can see Keith almost every Sunday with the whole crew. What stands out to you about this defense and their attempts to stop Josh Allen? Because I don't think I've seen anything like him, Keith, other than Cam Newton.
This defense has its work cut out for them. I think Josh Allen, he's just getting better every year, and that's what you like to see from young quarterbacks. Unfortunately, he's not playing for us. So, the Titans defense, they got to play a full game. And I don't feel as if they played a full game all year. So going into this game against a high-powered offense like the Buffalo Bills, where, like I said, Josh Allen gets better every year. He has options. You know what? And Stephon Diggs doesn't get enough credit. I don't feel like he's being spoke about enough, because this guy is an absolute beast. So the Titans defense has to do a great job of negating the big play, because that's what Buffalo is looking for.
And of course, that's been a plague for them the last couple of years, specifically this season and going into last season, the explosive plays that they allow. So as a linebacker, Keith, what are you keying in on when you go into a game like this? I know that every defense is different and that this Titans defense has different responsibilities. Rashawn Evans in particular is asked to do a lot all over the defense. What are your keys when you're going against a quarterback that possesses this kind of mobility but also has a rocket launcher arm?
Yeah, I think the best key is to know and expect what they're trying to do to you before the game. Like what they're learning the offensive game plan within those first quarter, because at the end of the day, it's about how the offense is trying to attack the defense. So defensively, as a linebacker, I want to make them, one-dimensional as much as I can. And the best way to do that is, one, to stop the run. So then, that doesn't necessarily bail them out on first down and second down. Now you got them playing in second and third and long down situations. That's what the key would be for my defenses to, get the book. Obviously, you want Derrick Henry on the field as much as possible, but I'd say you negate the run, and you have to make them force them to make long conversions for that first down on second and third down.
Yeah, especially with this offense, because they get close enough, they like to go for it on fourth. They're very comfortable doing so. Keith Bullock, Mr. Monday Night himself, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. We're talking about the Titans and the Bills. Keith, the last time these two teams played, the Titans were dealing with the NFL's first COVID outbreak. They hadn't practiced or played together in 16 days. They come out here, they kick the Bills' ass by 26 points, and it's really it's really been a situation where since that moment, Josh Allen hasn't looked like that since going back almost a year ago. He hasn't played that poor of a game. Turnovers were such a critical part of how they were able to beat the Bills in 2020 and capitalize with those short fields on offense. With Josh Allen, where are you seeing the biggest progression from year to year? Because when I watch him, he doesn't make those kind of mistakes anymore, and that's something that the rest of the not just his division, but the conference has to fear.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. His decision making has been better. That's what I see. He hasn't been making a lot of mistakes this year. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows exactly where his safety valves are in the passing game. And look, he's getting progressively smarter. Like I said earlier, that's what you like to see, especially in your young quarterback. And I know that for a fact that Buffalo has not forgotten about that game that they played here last year and they didn't play well, because I've heard them actually bring it up in a couple of their interviews last week before leading up to this game. So I'm sure that's been a theme in that building up in Buffalo. And, you know, I'm sure those guys are remembering that shellacking they took last year and that poster of Josh Norman that Derrick Henry created.
I literally, as you said that, it just came across my timeline, Derrick Henry stiff-arming the soul out of Josh Norman for a run that didn't even count. It was negated by penalty. You never. I don't ever remember you getting put on a poster like that. I know memes weren't a thing back then, but I don't remember that ever happening to you.
No, but you know what? I was fortunate, and now, like, with all the people around my age, going into the Hall of Fame and stuff, I'm definitely being sure to watch their highlights to make sure I didn't make any unfavorable highlights, and I've been safe so far.
When you see something like that, because obviously you played alongside a lot of great players here or throughout the course of your time in the NFL, when you see something like that, what can it do for your team as a whole? Not necessarily just the offense, but for the defensive players watching on the sideline as well.
Oh man, that's great, man. Like, I remember Steve McNair making amazing plays, and that just fire up the defense, especially you see your quarterback out there, you know, going hard. Eddie make big runs, that'll fire up the defense. Defensively, that shows your offense has control of the opposing team's offense, and I always wanted my defense to be the best one on the field. So that sends an extra message to the defense, even if they weren't playing well at that time. Look, the offense means business, so that can definitely change the defense's attitude when they take the field the next time and want to play on the same level as their offense or as well as their star players.
Keith, for the Titans, we haven't really gotten a good look at who their offense was projected to be at the start of the season. They've been bogged down by injuries across the board on both sides of the ball. But it sounds like Julio Jones told us on Friday he's ready to go. We don't know yet about A.J. Brown. But who on this Titans team needs to kind of have a breakout performance? Because I think it's going to take every ounce of strength that they have to beat the Bills with in their current state.
Yeah, I think the linebackers overall, the linebackers in the secondary, they're going to have to play solid. You know, you don't want to obviously be in too many one-on-one matchups, but when you are, you got to win those. So that's what I say. And when I say the linebackers, they have to be effective in stopping that run, the run game, and neutralize Josh Allen. They're going to play a big part in that. And obviously, you know, they'll control the outside rush, but the rush has to be a factor. It doesn't even matter if they get sacked. If they can knock them around, make them uncomfortable in the pocket, and the secondary applies pressure. The secondary applies pressure to the receivers, challenges the receivers. They don't play far off. Get up in there, jockstrap. Let's see what's going on. It's got to be a physical game from the defense. I'm putting it all on the defense because we know Derrick Henry, what he does week in and week out, he has not shown to slow down. He's still running right now, I'm sure. But this defense is going to have to play huge, and I think that will be a great positive thing for the Titans moving forward, because I feel A.J. Brown, Julio, when they get out there, we know what they can do. But this defense is going to be the key to victory tonight.
Critical stops against an offense that's scoring more points than anybody in football. That's what it's going to take for the Titans to be able to take down the Bills. Keith Bullock has been our guest. You can follow him on social media. He's a great follow, by the way, at KBull53. Commentary across the board. Or you can go see him out at Just Love in Franklin because they kill it out there. It's one of my favorite breakfast spots. And you should take some time when you have some time and go pay him a visit. Thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the tailgate. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Buck. Have a great one.